Welcome to our podcast, Become Her Sis, from Avid Artistry with Amanda and Shelby,
where we help women become confident to believe in themselves. We teach self-love tools, mindfulness, and how to achieve your dreams and goals. Boom shakalaka!
Yeah!
Hey! What is up, Sunnies? It's Amanda and
Shelby. Hi, good morning.
How are you? We are from Avid Artistry, and today we're going to be talking about
destiny and manifestation.
Okay, what do you think manifesting is?
Manifesting is speaking things into existence, and destiny is what is meant for you.
I love that so much. I agree. Yes. Like, destiny is like your life force, your purpose. Like, it's already written for you in the stars. Do you believe that?
Yeah, it's going to happen.
Like, I just I can't remember what it was called, but it was talking about universal intelligence. Like, just tapping into that and understanding that what you go through, you grow through, and it's all for purpose.
And people always kind of like laugh at me about like the zodiac sign stuff and all that. But like, I even had to explain like how you have different ones, and it's because of where the planets are aligned at, like when you're born and stuff. And like, people always think it's silly, but I'm like, I really feel like that's why people have like, that's why people are the way they are. Like, everybody's different. Like, but that's why.
So question.
Yes.
For a little off topic, but it goes along with destiny and understanding all of you. Have you heard of human design? Mm-hmm. Yes. So I am a generator. Do you know what you are?
No.
Okay, we're going to need to do that, and we need to talk about it in a different episode, but we need to go over human design, and you can look that up. I believe it's human design. There's another. Well, I'll link it, but I went there. I found out that I was a generator, basically how I tick, how I work, and it goes off of location that you were born, the time that you were born, and then location, time, I can't remember the other one, three things. And based off of that, it will tell you, like, you work well with visual, you work well with writing it down, like different ways that you learn, how you do when things are difficult, how you can get through it. Like, it just opened up so much for me. So yeah, I'm a generator. Let me know if you're a generator or what your human design is below, and I will link it. But yeah, destiny, it's already written in the stars for you.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And whatever it is, like, you gotta speak that shit into existence. Speak it into existence.
Right. Literally, Shelby said, I want to start a podcast. And I was like, investment's done. Let's go.
I'm like, hey, this is happening. Like, right. Once we get over this hurdle and have our woman's fair, I was like, we're going to do it. She's like, okay.
Yeah. So that's why I'm excited to hear what your human design is, because I'm a generator. I make things happen. Mm-hmm. I generate it. I get it going. But there's like Maddie in Maryland, who is also opening a studio, Avid, and all the things. She is a projector. Mm-hmm. So whatever I'm generating, she's like, hell yeah.
Projecting it.
So yeah, exactly. So we need to dive deep into that, girl. Mm-hmm. I love that so much. Okay, so how do you implement these things into your life?
For me, I try to speak it into existence. Like, what I want, I try.
Yeah, you do.
I try to strive for.
Yeah, she does.
Like, not only this, but like, I wanted to write a book, and I'm literally in the middle of doing that too.
It's about poetry. You should take a gander. Mm-hmm. Yes.
But, so just like, I just I don't know. I kind of dabble in different things and just kind of have different callings for. Yeah. Different things.
I feel like everything that is you are a part of. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, going to the church, that is very much to to your soul. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Doing this and helping others, that is you 100%. Taking over at Avid Intimates. Have y'all seen her outfits for these podcasts? Like, you have style, you know what I mean? Like, you, girl. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see it. I really do. All right, so let's see how I would say the same thing, how I implement it in my life is, like, I want it, I just sit on, you know what I mean, and talk about it to myself or out loud, like, no, this is going to be what it is, we're going to figure it out, even if we have no idea what we're doing, we're going to jump and ask questions later.
And I like writing stuff down, too, like, I'll get my notebook and I'll write I'll get my markers or colored pencils, and I'll write out all different things, like, of what I want to do, places I want to go, like, things I want to achieve, things I want to do with my kids, and I'll write all that stuff down. Sometimes I'll write stuff down and just go throw it in the fire just to kind of, like, release it, too.
Yeah. But, yeah, I agree with writing it down. That allows you, for me, I like to break things down into sections or blocks, so that way, again, like last episode, it's not so overwhelming. But writing things down, say this is your master goal, idea, what you want, and then how do you get that? What are the steps to get you there?
Yeah.
Start at the bottom and just check.
Start niching one at a time.
And don't put pressure on yourself. Let it be. It's already gonna, you already dreamt it. Like, don't rush it. It's coming. Yes.
Just live one day at a time and take the steps that you need to take to get there.
Yeah, I agree.
And it'll work.
Mm-hmm. Make your own roadmap. What you want, girl. Get it. Like, for real. Okay, so what are some quotes that you have?
Okay, so manifestation is the art of believing in what is not yet seen. That's unknown.
Y'all believe those tornado triangle warning things on the radar, huh? You don't see that tornado coming yet, right? But you hide in your hidey hole.
Right.
Uh-huh. So, come on now. Yeah, I love that so much. It's like, just, you don't see the wind, but you believe that it's going to flow through your hair. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, just, yeah, I love that so much.
Okay, the next one is, ask for what you want and be prepared to get it. Maya Angelou.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah, well, on a personal note, you better be resting if you have big, huge ass goals, okay?
Yeah. You need sleep to be a babe.
Yeah, so be prepared to get it. Whatever you're asking for, be prepared. I don't know if that means take a nap because things are about to blow up in the next day and, like, you know, you never know. Just, yeah, be prepared for it. You want to travel? Make sure you got plane ticket. You know, like, just all the things. Make it happen.
Yeah. Checklist.
Uh-huh, yeah. Okay, so let's see. Should we give them some homework? Is there anything else on there?
I do. Kind of like on manifestation.
Mm-hmm.
Every day for a week, say these. I am achieving my dreams. I am achieving my dreams. Mm-hmm. Everything I do turns into success. Everything I do turns into success. Money flows towards me. Money flows towards me.
Yes. I don't chase, I attract. Get
okay,
it, girl.
What is your task?
Let's see. I challenge you to start journaling at least once a week. And maybe start the journal on a Sunday and end on a Saturday. So the first part, what do you want to accomplish for the week? What is going to fill your cup? What's going to excite you and make you happy and feel just ooey gooey? And then at the end of the week, check in. How'd you do? How does it feel? All of those things.
Okay, and for me, I want you to write 4 things down that you want to manifest and put them somewhere that you will see them daily, like on your mirror where you get around at, somewhere in your car. Just somewhere that you will see it daily. And it'll help you kind of want to strive for that a little bit more.
Where's my post-it notes? I'm doing that one. Yes, I am. I will share pictures for sure. That, I love that one. Cute head, yes. I've also started my own journal. That's why I was like, hey, let's do this together.
Right. Please. Get out of your comfort zone, too.
Yeah.
Do something different.
I'm just letting you know, I'm behind the camera. I'm a photographer. So this whole,
new.
It's new, but we're doing it. We have dreams and hopes of helping women nationwide and just all of the goodness. So I may not see the ending right now, but I know it's there. And even if I'm nervous, even if my voice shakes on this damn podcast, episode 5.
I'm excited. It. I'm ready to see where we are in a year from now, from 3 years from now. We're just going to keep growing.
Honey XL, I'm calling you out. See, I'm manifesting that shit.
Yeah, did you hear that?
Bunny XL, I'm calling you out. All the love. Awesome. That was awesome.
That wraps up today's segment.
All right, so ladies, go ahead down below, share some comments of the little post-it notes that you've left around your house, car, or even your bedroom. Let us know also next week how you did on manifesting through the week, you know, on your journal. Let us know how it, you know, all the juiciness. And then we'll definitely be here for you to help guide you a little bit more on that part. But yeah, get it, girl. You're already written in the stars. It's already yours. I love myself, a true best friend.